I thank God for all that He is doing and all that He's going to do. And, you know, as I sat in praise and worship, the Lord just began to minister to my heart. And He said, Kelly, if you'll just give it to me, I'll take it. See, there's some things, Michelle, only God can do. There's some things that we have and we hold on to. Literally, only God can help us give them to Him because we want to hold on to some things. There may be things that bother you. There may be things where you're saying, God, what are we going to do? You know, and so, you know, I don't know where you're at this morning, but I'm gonna minister encouragement to that person today. You know, when I walked in here today, I was aggravated. We're just going to keep it real. See, that's what you do when you're in the ministry. If you can keep it real, when I walked up here, I was aggravated because I have lost just about everything I'm responsible for today. And then I had to go find it. And, you know, here I am trying to look for all this stuff and, oh. Anything I had to do on my plate, I lost it about 17 times before I got myself up here. And, you know, I just sat there and I just said, Lord, you know I'm hung up over some things. And He said, Kelly, if you'll give it to me, I'm gonna take care of that. I'm gonna fix it. I'm gonna work on it. If you've got that thing in your life this morning and you say, God, I know only you can do this. I know you can only fix this. God, it's that thing. Lord, I need you to perfect that thing some more. God, I need help. I'm gonna ask you to stand because see, God knows exactly what His people's in need of. And you know what? If you've just said over and over, Lord, I don't even know, God. There's some things that I'm hung up over. Lord, I want to let them go. I know I'd be better. I know I'd have a better peace of mind. But God, I'm having difficulty letting them go because, God, I'm just a little bit obsessive and I want to hold on to those things because they're bothering me. And see if we could just let that go. Let it go. God's saying, if you'll let it go, I'll take it. I'm going to perfect it. It's not going to bother you. You know what? Some things, Kayla, we just have to settle them. We just have to say, you know what, I'm going to stop being messed up over this. I'm going to stop being upset about it. I'm just going to let it go. And it's hard to let it go because you want to hold on to it. There's something about you just wants to say, I'm going to hold on to that. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, God, right now. Lord, we're letting that go. And God, I thank you that you're taking it up. Lord, you know the very things that we're standing for. God, you're still the God of miracles. God, you're still Jehovah. So, God, I thank you right now, Lord, that we're offering these things up to you. God, I give you praise right now for the breakthrough. Lord, we thank you right now for the breakthrough. God, I ask right now that every heart that's troubled in here, God, that you put a peace. Lord, for every doubt, God, that the devil has tried to put in our path, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you that you put a rest there. God, a blessed assurance right now. Lord, for every person that came into this building, God, and they don't feel good, they came in faith. God, I thank you that you've touched that body. Lord, every person that came in here and they're in pain right now. God, one way or the other, they're in pain. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're reaching into that soul. You're reaching into that body, God, and you're making them better. God, I lift up the people, Lord, and they want to come to Parish Christian Center, and God, there's a hindrance. Yes, God. There's a hindrance. And right now, hindrance, I speak to you, and I call you out, and I tell you to be broken off of this place right now in Jesus' name. God, I ask that you would remove, God, obstacles. I ask that you would remove people out of lives that don't need to be there. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. And you may be seated. I wish that I could tell you that when you got saved, that you would have no problems. But that is not how life is. That is not how life goes. In this life, you're going to have some trouble. In this life, you're going to maybe have a little difficulty. But I want to tell you something. Don't be the one that tucks your tail and run when adversity comes, when difficulty comes. Because look here, Miss Deborah, good things are on the way. the breakthrough's on the way. The devil tries to make things look a certain way because nothing's ever really what it looks like. And so if he can make something look a certain way, it'll dictate how we do. Look here, you got to be firm on the rock. Firm on the rock. The Word of God says, now when you've done everything that you can do, then that's when you stand. Many people, they're trying to stand and they're falling over because they haven't done everything that they could do. Let's go to Luke chapter 9 this morning. We're going to start at verse 18. And it said, once when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, who do the crowd say that I am? Now we're going to go over a little detail about that sentence. Once when Jesus was praying. Now let me tell you something. Prayer is communication with the Lord. If Jesus prayed, you need to pray. You get what I'm saying? If Jesus prayed, you should be praying. Why? Because how else are you going to tell God? See, so many people, we're living in a messed up society. Why? Because these are the last days. Jesus is going to come back and he's going to get his people. See, make no mistake what you're living in. See, sometimes we're right up in the middle of something and we're so intoxicated by every care of this world, we don't know what we're up in the middle of because we done got drunk off of our life problems. How do you get drunk off of life problems? Let me explain that to you. We do it all the time. We got a cup. That cup is something that we're concerned about. And all throughout the day, we're sipping on fear. We're sipping on worry. We're sipping on stress. We're sipping on anxiety. And then by the end of the day, you don't even know, you can't even account for the 8 hours of work that you actually did because you're thinking, you ever drive someplace? And you're like, I don't even remember the drive because my mind was not on paying attention. It's the same with our life. It's the same with our life. Prayer is communication with God. And if Jesus prayed, we got to pray. This is the time where we should be praying fervently, without ceasing. This is such a crazy world that we're living in right now. I've said for months, people have that golden ticket to turn their back on God. And what we see, the Word of God said that this would happen. He said in the last days, there's going to be a great falling away. There's going to be a great falling away. And that's what we see. That's what we see. See, and you have to make a decision every single day. You sticking in there or you falling away? It's a decision. It's a daily decision. And that's why the Word of God says, God, give me my daily bread. My daily bread. Because you know what? It's a day-by-day thing. Yesterday, Mama Brenda, I had opinions about things. And today, those opinions have changed. It's a day-by-day thing. Day-by-day. And so if the Word of God says that Jesus prayed, we got to pray. We got to pray. When you're trying to cut a bad habit out of your life, when you're trying to do something, what do? You steer clear of it. Stop drinking that cup of that worry. Because I promise you, not one sip of it can add a very single day to your life. stop sipping off a disaster. There's so much disaster going on right now. I wake up and I say, God, put me in the right place, because when I get to heaven, God, I want to be able to say to you, Lord, I said it. God, I went where you told me to go, because look here, Miss Deborah, I can't possibly make people do right. That is probably the hardest thing about being a pastor, because at the end of the day, Brother Sam, I cannot make them pick my boss. They have to pick him. And it's not just a one-day thing. Man, it's every day. You know what, Rosie? I don't wake up every day feeling saved. I wake up sometimes and I want to rip somebody's head off. Why? Because they ticked me off. And I'm Italian and I got that up in me. I got to get that worked out. But it wants to come through sometimes. You know? We got to make some things a matter of prayer. We got to make them a matter of prayer. There's things that when I walked up in this place this morning, they were just, Mary, they were bothering me so bad, I couldn't hardly stand it. But you know what? As I sat there and I worshiped God, Tyranny, God said, Kelly, I want you to settle this. See, there's things that we're constantly messed up over in our hearts, emotions, and we think, oh my God, I'm just so hung up over this. God's saying to somebody right now, I want you to settle that. You keep going back to that. You keep going. The Word of God describes that as a dog goes back to his vomit. See, it's time for us to turn a page on some things. See, there's things that the devil knows are your hot buttons. You don't think the devil watches us all the time? He knows. He knows those hot buttons. So does Jesus. Got to give you opportunity to grow. Why? He'll let those hot buttons be pressed. Okay, how you going to act today? Yesterday you didn't do too good. Let's try again. See? But the Word says here, it says, once when Jesus was praying in private, and his disciples were with him, he asked them, who do the crowds say that I am? And today I've got a question for you. Who do you say God is? Who is he to you? See, because at the end of the day, who he is to Brother Angelo doesn't really matter when it concerns you and your life. See, because you're not standing up there on Judgment Day answering for him. You're standing up there and you're going to give an account. And what my question is to you today is, who is he to you? See, have you sat there over and over and you need that breakthrough and you're speaking doubt and unbelief? Because if you are, it's time for you to get up and say, self, right now in the name of Jesus, this attitude is going to line up with the Word of God that tells me that I already have the victory. So I'm not going to be messed up no longer in my emotions, because devil, you're going. You're getting out of here. See, God is waiting. So many people look at God as a mean God. I like to point them in the book of Revelations where it says, behold, I stand at the door. And I knock. See, God's not barging up into your life when you don't want him there. He's the God that says, I'm going to wait. I'm going to stand at that door. So many people wait so long to get that relationship with God where it needs to be, where they're talking to him every day. See, God is standing at doors this morning and he's knocking. Can I come into those emotions? Can I come into the problem? Because when I do, I'm going to require change. Can I come up into that marriage? Can I come up into that finance problem? Can I come into your job? Can I come up into your heart where it's been offended and irritated? See, God knocks, Rosie. I got this little girl. I love her to pieces. And she's cute. And she knows she's cute. And her grandparents just bought the house right across the street. And I really think she's got a thing for my Carson Falls. Look here, this girl, I am the woman in his life. So, I don't care how old they are. That's my baby boy. And she'll go over there and she'll knock. Carson's mom? That's when you know you've lost your identity as a person. You're no longer your name. Carson's mom. Yo. Carson's mom. Can he come out and play? Oh, okay. No. Can I come over there? I let her over one time. She got up in the pantry. She was just in there eating. I said, where did that kid go that don't belong to us? I mean, I got to keep her. I got to keep tabs on her. Where did she go? She was in the pantry eating just like the rest of the family. I said, well, we may want to keep her. She just fits right in. Let me tell you something. As much as I love kids, there's some days I'm just going to let her knock. Because I ain't in the mood to deal with anybody else's kid. I barely want to deal with mine. That's how we are sometimes. We're saying, no, God, I'm not in the mood for you. I'm not in the mood for you to tell me what I need to do. I'm not in the mood for you to tell me what I need to change. So I'm just going to let you keep knocking. And then we get up in a problem and we want to be mad at God. Now, I'm not going to take a poll because I don't want to entice people to lie. But let me tell you something. When things start going wrong in people's lives, a lot of times people want to be mad at God. And when you get that little inkling, let me tell you something. Here's what you need to do. I've lost about 20,000 things today. You know what I had to do, Mama Brenda? Retrace my steps. So when we get to a place where we're not happy with, retrace your steps. And many times what you're going to find is you're going to recall that time where you were in that place and you heard God knocking on that door of your life and you said, no, you're not coming up in here because I'm not changing that. See, Jesus prayed. We need to pray. We need to make some things a matter of prayer. And he says, who do the crowds say that I am? Who do you say that he is today? Who are you calling him? Do you talk to him? Do you love on him? You got to talk to him. You got to love on him. And it says, they replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life. Look here, everybody has their own theories. That's what I've learned during this pandemic. I've realized that the world is full of conspiracy thinking theory people. I've heard all number of things that have left me to this right here. God, I don't know what this is. I'm just going to trust you. God, I don't even care. Where did this come from? Did it come from the bats? Did it come? What are we working with here? I don't know. You get on the news, they're all saying something different. Look here. What do you say? We're so worried about what everybody else is saying. And it's hard not to be in that mode because there's something in us that we want people to be happy with us. We want people to be pleased. Let me tell you something. Not everybody's going to be happy and pleased with you all the time. But at the end of the day, you need to know who you are. You need to know, is God my healer or not? He's the healer, but is he your healer? There's a difference. There's a great difference. And so he said, but what about you, he asked. Who do you say that I am? See, this is a very personal, intimate message this morning. Who do you say God is? I sat back there, the whole praise and worship, and I just said, God, help me settle it. God, help me settle it. Because God, I'm trying to kick this, and I'm still messed up over it. You got anything in your life where you say, if I could just get through this, I know I would be a better person. If I could just let this go, I would be better for it. But you try and you try and you try to let it go, and you're having a problem. We're going to work on that this morning. We're going to work on it. I used to just say, no, I'm just going to keep going. You know what I've learned to say? I've learned to say, God, I'm going to work on this. I'm going to put forth some effort, and I'm going to work on it. And so we say, but what about you, he asked. Who do you say that I am? And Peter answered him, the Christ of God. And Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone. And he said, the Son of Man must suffer many things. Have you suffered many things this morning? There's times where we get our little mental tablet out and we're looking at that and we're telling God all the things that's wrong. All the things that we're not happy with. And I want to tell you something. God's working on them. But who is he to you? See, God knows the very thing that needs to happen for you. He knows the very moment that it will happen. He knows. But what we have to know is, who is he to me? Who is he to me? See, when you get in that moment, in that battle, in that life struggle, it's decision time. It's a choice to get back up. It's a choice to persevere. It's a choice to say, no, I'm not going to concentrate on the wicked things that have been said. Anybody even got any haters? I don't have many. Let me tell you something. Mama Brenda, I got a couple. We have to learn how to not relive pain over and over. There was something that somebody said, Kayla, and they messaged it to me. And when they messaged it to me, it cut just like a knife. Has anything just ever cut you and you just thought, and it stung you? When people's mean to your kids, when they mean to you, when they mean to your family, when they do things and you think, now, God, I didn't deserve that. Why did you let that happen? See, there's things, when they happen, they pierce you. Now, y'all know I'm crazy. Michelle, I got that phone out last night, and I was going to read that again. And God spoke to me, and he said, Kelly, really? You already got a sleeping issue because you're half-cocked and ready to go all the time. You're wired up, and you really think that's a great idea. Here, Lord, well, now I lay me down to sleep, and I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And Lord, please help me not have sleeping problems, but let me read this text that's going to hack me off royal, and then I'm going to stand on your word that tells me I can have perfect rest. Look here. Who is he to you? Is he the Alpha and the Omega to you? Because, see, he is that, but he has to be that to you. Because you can't live off of what he is to anybody else. You got to live off of it for you. I just had my hand on that phone, and I wanted to read it again. And God said, don't relive unnecessary pain, Kelly. You're going to read that, and it's going to sting you like it did the very first time. I was sitting over there, tyranny today, and God said, Kelly, I want you to settle it. I want you to settle it. And I said, God, help me settle it. Because God, you are my God. You're all that I need. God, you will perfect that is concerning me. God wants somebody in here, maybe more than one person probably. He wants you to settle something. He wants you to walk out of here and have it settled. Settle it. Settle it. The devil wants you to just relive pain, relive words, relive circumstances, relive scenarios. That's not what he has for you. Walk out of here and say, God, I'm settling this. God, help me to settle it. See, you can't settle it on your own. He knows. He knows you're going to want to flirt with disaster and think about it and relive it. Don't do that to yourself. Who is God to you? That's the thing today. Who is he to you? And so Jesus told them, hey, don't tell anybody who I am. You know, really, it didn't matter who they said he was. He just wanted to know, who am I to them? Who are they saying that I am? Sometimes we're down here and we're praying for something. And in the same prayer, we're going, now that ain't happening, but Lord Jesus, please, blah, 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 blah. And we're saying in our heart of hearts, we're like, we're praying, but we're not agreeing. God's going, who are they saying I am? You see, they're praying for this or they're praying for that. But even as they pray, they're doubting. They don't believe what they ask of me that I can do it. And so it's important that we know who he is to us. Who is he to you? And it says that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Look here. If Jesus Christ, if it said he had to be rejected, many times we're offended and we're unhappy and we're sad and depressed and worried over the fact that somebody or something rejected us. Rejection isn't easy. It hurts. It stings. And there's something inside of us. I don't know if it's like a little alien or something. I don't know. But there's something, Miss Dale, that said we act real crazy because we're like, well, why did I get rejected? Well, why? Look here, Jesus Christ himself was rejected. He suffered. He had pain. He had people talk awful about him. He had things that happened, but he knew they had to happen. And he knew they weren't good. He knew he was put on this earth for one reason and one reason only, because at the end of that life that he led here, he knew it was ending with his crucifixion. He knew that. But yet he prayed in the garden, and he said, if there's any way that you can get this cup to pass from me. See, sometimes we're looking at things and we know they're going to be difficult, and we're saying, God, take it. And that's not an illogical prayer. But look here. Some things, God is going to walk you through it. When you get out of it, you're going to have a sense of just who he is to you. And then when the next thing happens, you're going to not freak out about it so much. You're going to have that assurance that, God, this looks bad, but I know you're all over it. See, you have to know who he is to you. Up until I was 19 years old, I had basically lived off of my parents' faith that brought them all the way down here and founded a ministry from California. And I got in the first real life adult problem, and I didn't know what to do, honestly. So you can grow up in the ministry and not know what the heck to do. I was like, oh my gosh, what are we doing here? What's the deal? Well, the deal is, I done grown up and got grown, and mom and daddy couldn't fix things for me like they used to be able to. See, can you stand when in the middle of a problem and just stand there? Can you do that? Can you stand firm and say, now, God, I know that you're working, and I know exactly who you are. So, God, I'm just going to stand here, and I'm going to wait for your glory. Many people right now, they don't have anything to stand on. Why? Because they was never in it. Over and over, Rosie, I've gone to God and I've said, God, what's the deal? This pandemic has just really done a number. He said, Kelly, you can't lose what you didn't have. You can't lose what you didn't have. You can't lose what you didn't have. God, what does that mean? If they weren't with you, if you lost them, you never had them. If you lost them, you never had them. Kelly, don't be messed up about what you think you didn't have. That's the biggest life lesson. The devil's always making you look at something that you think was yours that you didn't have. And he's always trying to make you feel like you're coming up losing. And God is right there. He's right there at that door, and he's knocking, saying, let me come up into this marriage. Let me come up into this family problem. Let me come up into this. He's right there. See, and the devil, he makes things look a certain way. You ever notice that about the devil? You think about something, and the devil will twist your perception of that deal so much you think, oh, my God, I'm losing. This is just a total loss. And God's going, no, man, this thing is making you. This thing is the thing that's making you. And you just think that it's breaking you, but really this is making you who you are. This is going to set you in a place, on a platform, for you to be able to really be who you're supposed to be. You have to know who you are in Christ. If Jesus himself had to pray, if Jesus himself said, who are they saying that I am? That's because people didn't know what to say about him. And so it says on the third day, he must be rejected. He must be killed. He's going to suffer. But he knows that on the third day he's going to be raised to life. And let me tell you something. What I have seen since 1987 was this right here. There have been times where I have thought certain things were down for the count. I thought, there's no way this can work out. There's no way this is going to happen. There's no way a breakthrough or something good can come out of such a mess. But Diana, I've seen him do it over and over and over again. And you know the right, you know what gave him the right to be able to make things do that? Is the fact that he died and he rose again. And so when we think that something is just gone forever, look here. If it's of God, he'll put his hand over it time and time again, and he'll bring it back to life over and over, over and over. But you must know who he is. You must have a grasp on who he is to you. Because it's not if things will get difficult at times, because they will. We will all suffer. We will all go through things. You got to know who he is. Because when that time gets tough, you got to be able to say, Lord Jesus, it looks bad, but I've settled this and I'm going on. I'm settled it and I'm moving on. And so it says here, then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself. He must deny himself. So common. We'll deal with people and they really want the life that God has for them. But where they're missing it is exactly what I just read. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself. And the problem is nobody's denying their self of anything right now. This has been a tell-all. You ever got yourself in a heated argument and you said things and you wish you wouldn't have said them? I've done that many times. And I've sat after I've done that and I've thought, ugh, I didn't think I was that way. I didn't think I was capable of saying that. Something that mean. But Mama Brenda, it was a tell-all to even me. You ever realize something about yourself and you go, oh, I didn't know I had that in me. Oops, I did. See, you have to deny yourself. Why are seats empty in every church in America? Because this has been a free-for-all. It's exactly what it is. Over and over. God, what's going on? God said, Kelly, get the lesson out of it, girl. God, what's the lesson? You're going to know where people stand. You're going to know. And you know what this has done? This has given me a better sense of who God is to me. Who He is to me. Who is He to you? See, I'm going to stop focusing on the people that aren't here. Why? Because, Diana, if I lost him, I never had him. I was sitting right over there, big sister, and I was just telling God, God, this really sucks. You ever just tell God, Lord, this just sucks. There's no kids in here. Lucas has heard that right. I just told him, this is awful. I was having a real pity party. He said, Kelly, if you'll just settle it. Settle that. See, I can stand up here and I can tell you what's hanging me up. Do you even know what's hanging you up, okay? Because a lot of times we're going through this life and we're hung up and we don't even know what the heck has got us in that foul mood and we're like, ugh, I know what's got me here, okay? And I'm going to do my best to settle that. Why? Because it's holding me back. Gina, it's holding me back. DJ, I don't like to be held back. I don't like to be held back, and I don't like to be told no. Okay? Whatever you can't settle, I'm going to tell you that it's holding you back. It's holding you back. And you're sitting there, and you're saying, God, I want to move forward. It's your choice. It's your choice. Who is He to you? Who is He? A part of this is a very simple message, like the ABCs. For whatever reason, God had me minister to it, about it. Who is He to you? That's the only thing that matters. Who is He to you? Who do you say He is? To see, the truth is if you have whatever type of problem or stress or fear that you have, God already took care of it. He said that He did. He said, you already have the victory, but who is He to, who am I to you? It's kind of like when you're dating. I know for some of us it's been a long time. But, you know, when you get in that part in the relationship and you want to solidify and you want to know, what are we? Are we just friends? Are we acquaintances? Are we boyfriend and girlfriend? What are we? You remember that? Does everybody remember that? I remember it. I remember thinking, what am I? Well, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Who is God to you? Is He your acquaintance? Is He your friend? Is He the one that you only talk to when it's going wrong? Or is He the lover of your life? Is He the one that you've built your life on? And when hard times come, you can say, God, nonetheless, I'm going to follow you. Lord, it got a little bit difficult. God, it got a little bit hard. But God, it's okay, because I know you're working. You have to know it for you. I can't know it for you. Your mama can't know it for you. You have to. It's a personal, intimate thing. And so it says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself. Nobody is denying their self right now. People is living it up, partying it up. Look here. Judgment Day is still scheduled. It's still happening. This pandemic, what it did was it drew a line in the sand, and it was a tell-all. Guess what you can do with a tell-all? You can build off of it because you know what you got. And my biggest thing to you this morning is, do you know who he is to you? Because if you do, we can move forward with that. If you don't know who he is to you, you're stuck. The only way you can have that sense of who is he to me is to get to know him. Talk to him, pray, love on him, thank him, acknowledge him. He must deny himself and take up his cross daily. 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 Are you stuck in something right now and you're thinking, when am I going to get through this, God? Look here, take it up again. Take your cross up daily. Follow him. It's not easy to take your cross up. Why? Because you want to leave that thing behind. But let me tell you something. God is your deliverer. He is going to help you. He doesn't need anything else. He's the one helping you. But you have to take up that cross, and you have to say every single day, God, I'm doing this not because I feel like it, not because everything's going right, but God, I'm doing this because I love you, and I love you more than anything. That's why you're doing right, because God, that's what's required. See, people have kicked Jesus out of their life, and he's no longer a requirement or a standard for them. Guess what? Judgment Day is still scheduled for them too. There's a day coming. Everyone will answer for every idle word that they said that was not under the blood of Jesus. They will answer for every action. Every action. See, this preaching is very real. I've got people hanging out Saturday night, every night of the week, but by golly, they scared. Look here. Judgment Day is coming. I can't back up from that. It's still coming. It's coming. Don't tell me how scared you are when you posting pictures on Facebook of you in the middle of a crowd drinking a Corona. But guess what? You're probably going to get the Corona, but you're going to get some grief because you're sowing seeds up into your life that, by golly, they coming up. You're going to sow. You're going to get what you put in. Nothing else. And we're sowing seeds every day. God, I know who you are, so I'm going to do this. God, I know who you are. It's seeds that we're sowing. Seeds. And so it says, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self? His very self. What does this verse mean? This verse means that you know what? You could be on a wild goose chase to do all these things. And what good is anything if you lose your soul and don't make it to heaven? What good is anything that you ever did down here if you miss the boat? If you missed eternity with Christ, what good is anything? You know? And so, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory. Look here. Another translation says, look, guys, if you're ashamed of me down here, I'm ashamed of you up there. If you're giving me the silent treatment down here, I'm going to give you the silent treatment up there. If I ain't good enough for you down here, then I ain't good enough for you up there. See, you're making choices. Choices. Make the choice to know who he is. How do you do that? Give him everything. People don't want to give God nothing right now. Their life, nothing. Their time, nothing. Their affections, nothing. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. I tell you the truth. Some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God. Let's turn to John chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 23. And it says, yet a time is coming and it has now come. We here. You kids ever say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? You ever tell God, God, are we there yet? Because this is getting to be a bit much. We there? We there? Miss Mary, do they need help or what's going on? Poor Aunt Patty. All I can do is laugh about that. She'll be red-faced when she gets out of there. Her hair will be standing straight up. And I wonder what the deal is, because she's only got like six, and everybody else has like 16 in there every time. So it says, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Spirit and truth. Spirit and truth. You can't worship him in truth if you don't know who he is. What do I mean by that? Look here. If you're going to stand and you're going to pray for God to move, stand, pray. Pray for him to move. Worship him in spirit and in truth. What is truth? The truth is God's going to step in. So don't allow the devil to come in and make you think anything different than the truth. When you come up in here and you raise your hands to the most loving and precious God and you say, God, I'm so troubled. Worship him in truth. Tell him. And know who he is. The devil is trying to get people off balance and off kilter. What happens when people get off balance and off kilter is it gives the opportunity for the devil to just straight up take them out. They must worship me in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers that the Father speaks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. It doesn't matter how big you think that problem is. It doesn't matter how bad that thing looks. What matters is who is he to you. I know this is going to sound like a broken record today. I'm going to pound it in because, Brother Sam, that's what this message is. Who is he to you? Amen. Who is he to you? The devil's working, Amen. And he's trying to get you to think Jesus is somebody else that can't help you. He's the only thing that can help you. He's the only thing that can make it turn out right. He's the only one that can step in and say, that's stopping today. Ain't nobody pull strings like God. A lot of times God's going, do those people know who I am? Who are they saying that I am? Just like all those years ago, he said, who do they say that I am? See, God wants his kids to know who he is. When I go to a store, Carson Paul's the worst one. He knows Mama give him most of the time what he wants. because he knows how I am. Do you know how God is? Do you know who he is? Because if you do, it's going to be easier for you to not get messed up when things look bad, when something's upsetting you, when you got a bad report, when you're in the middle of a life problem. Last place for me, John chapter 14. Verse 5 and 6. And we've all heard about doubting Thomas. Well, I think we have. If you haven't, we're about to hear about him. And it says here in verse 5, Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life." See, there's things that will come up in your life and you say, "God, I don't know which way to go. God, I'm worried and I'm stressed and God, I'm tired." We all get there. Look here. We all get out of there. What you go through, if you're in something right now, it's not permanent. It's temporary. If you know who he is, you're going to get out of that faster. "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me," except through him. See, everybody's trying to get where they want to go, but for the ones that's leaving Jesus out of the equation, they're never going to get there. They'll never get there. Why? Because nobody is going to chump God. God will not be mocked. When he says, "I want your life," don't be messed up when the tithe thing comes across and you get offended because people take up tithes up in the church. No. Make no mistake. God wants more than 10%. He wants your life. He wants your life. I got people, "Brother Mike, you just wouldn't believe all the silly things." Look here. Here's the tell-all. People need to be connected to Jesus. People don't know who Jesus is. I'm asking y'all to know who he is. Get to know him. Know him. Talk to him. Pray. And realize. Realize this last thing. I am the way and the truth and the life. That's all you need. That's all you need. When the devil tries to make you feel like you need something more than that, you don't. When God says, "Now look here, you're feeling lonely, but I told you I haven't left and I haven't forsaken you," shake it off. Shake it off. Don't live in your world of emotions. Shake those off. We don't live in those. We don't live in what we can see, taste, hear, smell, feel. We live by the Word. We live by the Word. We stand on the Word. We activate the Word. And we do the Word. Y'all stand to your feet this morning. Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for your children, God, that are here this morning. Lord, I thank you, God, that you're perfecting everything that concerns them. Lord, you know exactly what they're in need of. And so, God, I thank you that you've met every need. God, you've torn down mountains in their life just because you love them. And God, we praise you right now, Lord, for the things that you're doing. God, the places in our lives where you're working. And God, we're wondering what you're doing, but God, I thank you that you're working in those things. And Lord, we give you praise, God, and we give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.